John.
Dr. Kissinger is present.
Mr. President.
Henry, the one point that is that may turn into a minor lead, not a big lead, but in fact, where I spoke about the children, I said, well, you know, I hope that they can go to China someday.
Yeah.
And that I hope I could go someday, you know.
You know.
That doesn't bother you, does it?
It doesn't bother me, but it might just madly turn out that they'll get invited to spend their honeymoon there.
Be great. But I think we didn't overplay it, did we?
Oh, no. That was a general thing. Oh, not at all. That, in fact, I thought was a nice human touch.
Yeah. This is really true, you know. When I spoke to these kids in Easter, and I said, you know, I hope that in your time you'll be able to go to China, and I want our policies to be one that will make it possible, you know. This is really quite moving to the younger generation, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, it's moving to the older generation. This sense of people eager to go back to China is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was very touching, in fact.
Well, we shall see, but in handling your press guys, just be sure that you point out that the president was only speaking in terms of hopes and not in terms of...
You said I'd heard you say that many times before.
That I want to go, and I want my kids to go, and I hope this world will be one where everybody can visit all parts of the world and all that sort of business, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we can do that. That is not at all a problem, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I thought that was a great plus.
Mm-hmm.
It gave it a human touch.
Yeah, good.
Ginsburg thought what you said about the barbaric treatment of the prisoners would be the big headline. Or a big headline.
Well, it was a it is barbaric.
But I thought that that's exactly what you wanted.
And you notice what I said, I said, unless both the prisoners and the ability of South Vietnam to defend itself were attained, that we would continue to maintain a residual force.
Well, I thought that was a masterpiece. That's
because it's true, and it took Laird off the hook, too, you see.
Well, and all I can tell you is that I've listened to hear as any indication of Dove's mood.
What's his view?
Well, we got them on their own. All he wants now is a free election in October.
Free election? Oh, shit, there's no problem on that.
Exactly, I know.
Right. It's got him worried, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's just making a very half-hearted play.
I would try to tell him, look, Adelaide, there's a lot of things going on here that your father was interested in. The president really is interested in the same things. And now, look, let's lead toward this direction, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, really, we make the breakthrough in China. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened in, you know, 20 years, Henry.
That's a historic turning point, Mr. President.
That's right. They all know it, don't they?
Oh, no question. Not a question.
Worries them, but we won't get any credit, but who knows?
Oh, you'll get credit. On this, you've gotten full credit. The first time.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know it couldn't have come from anyone else. No one else had ever talked of it.
Right. As a matter of fact, you and I know that without our leadership, nothing would have happened here. Nobody else, and no Dove could have done this.
Absolutely.
Hubert couldn't have done it.
No one could have done it politically, and no one could have done it within the bureaucracy because they didn't want to do it.
That's right. Well, be sure the state backs us up on this all the way now.
I've got them pretty well under control this way.
Right. And be sure that Laird knows I defended him on this, too, I said, you
I've
know.
I've already called him, Mr. President.
Is he all right?
He's fine.
Yeah, because, you know, I said, well, his position is exactly right. I kept the residual force, I kept the air power, you know, I hit that hard, that we're going to have it there as long as we need it.
Well,
And also in Thailand, where they said, well, now you're going to keep that. I said, well, we have other reasons to keep people in Thailand, right?
Absolutely. I thought the foreign policy part, I'm only not talking about the domestic part because I don't know that so well. I thought it was beautifully handled.
Well, we'll...
One answer I would change,
Bill,
that if you gave me...
Screw around a little bit.
Well,
tell Adelaide that, look, we all are now in the same boat. Let's try to do the things that your father, his father, was interested in. And then one world, all that jazz, huh?
Right, Mr. President.
Okay, tell him that that's what I said to him, okay, will you?
I will do.
And that I, of course, as you noticed, I came out strongly against the business of the Army in the 68 Democratic Convention, you know. I said, we stopped it. See?
I noticed that.
Right.
That was very effective.
Okay. Fine, Henry.
Bye.